Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Electric will require all U.S.-based workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, citing requirements that federal contractors and their employees be vaccinated. GE, which updates its vaccination policy on Friday, employs about 56,000 Americans. Several other large companies, including American Airlines and JetBlue, have cited the requirement for federal contractors, which President Biden announced in September. He's demanding vaccine mandates. The White House has said the deadline for employees of current contractors to be vaccinated is December 8th. The strike at heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere is the biggest in the pandemic era, with 10,000 workers on the picket line calling for better pay and benefits. It's critical harvest time in America, with farmers who are already dealing with a short supply of farm equipment and parts before the strike. John Deere executives and union leaders are back at the negotiating table as of Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The feds are failing America with the supply chain shortages, and a lack of leadership for months has not held bottlenecks throughout the country. Now, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis has a plan that could relieve the supply chain problem. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is ready to help solve the nation's supply chain problems. Speaking Tuesday from the Jacksonville Port Authority, the governor saying, "Florida's here, we've got the capacity." DeSantis adding, "Florida ports stand ready to alleviate the log jams at other ports that are dealing with the shipping bottlenecks." The governor adding, "Florida ports will offer incentives to companies who move their goods through the Sunshine State." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday night football will feature 2-3-3 teams as the Broncos head over to Cleveland to take on the Browns. We are USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The January 6th Commission continues its investigation. Former Trump strategist for only 7 months, Steve Bannon, has ignored subpoenas to turn over records. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin on CNN says the committee will hold Bannon in contempt.
With blatant contempt of the Congress, we had a subpoena for him to turn over all of his documents on the 7th, and then to come and testify on the 14th, and he literally just blew us off. Very few Americans would do that. The vast majority of people we've subpoenaed or approached have come in to testify. Very few people would think in such a sneering and derisive and contemptuous way of governmental process like that, but he did. And it's a crime in the District of Columbia, punishable by up to 12 months in jail. Assuming he's found guilty, of course, he has every right to due process. But if he's found guilty of what I think he's blatantly guilty of, then the prosecutor makes a recommendation, and there's certain sentencing guidelines and precedents and so on that the court will look at. And look, the point is not to make him suffer. The point is to get people to testify.
October's full moon, the Hunter's Moon, and the Orionid meteor shower are on this week's celestial forecast. The Hunter's Moon will be 99% full Wednesday evening. That's according to Earth Sky.
The full moon coincides with the peak of the Orionid meteor shower on Thursday morning. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we're grateful that you're joining in on the effort. Because really, when you think about all the madness that's going on, it's really less than 10%. Think about it. You know, less than 10% is telling the 90-some percent what to do. And, you know, from vaccine mandates to CRT, open borders, all this insanity that's happening. And, you know, the attack on our U.S. Constitution and our freedoms. I mean, they just really want us to roll over. That's the bottom line of all this insanity that's going on, is that, you know, we'll just get so fed up with this that we'll just say, okay, I surrender, you know. And amazing, the very people who have created all this mess are the ones that are promising that they can fix it, right? As there's some already indication that they're doing such a great job, like COVID maybe, right? What can you do? Joel Malik is joining us now. We've got lots to talk about. He's got a new book called After Work, an honest discussion about the retirement lie and how to live a future worthy of dreams, like your dreams, okay? A little background here. Joel and his co-author, Alex Lippert, I have combined 30 years of wealth management and financial planning experience. They're co-founders of Steadfast Wealth Company, which has assets under the advisement of nearly $1 billion. Along with the team at Steadfast, they work each day to advance their clients' financial health so they can boldly pursue their unique purpose. That's what it's all about, because when you are pursuing your unique purpose, Joel, I think that's where you find fulfillment and happiness, isn't it?
That's right, Bill, and thanks for having me. It's an honor to be with you today.
Well,
and, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, we talk about the retirement lie, like you mentioned on the cover description, and what we've learned over doing this for such a long time and helping couples retire, you know, which is meant to be a very different season in life and a very, very fulfilling one. But what we found out, Bill, is that it really ends up becoming the opposite for most people that haven't taken the time to prepare for this massive transition.
Well, the retirement lie, give it to me straight. What is the retirement lie?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. The retirement lie is that a selfish, withdrawn retirement is a fulfilling and good one.
Say that again.
A selfish and withdrawn retirement is a fulfilling and good one. And, you know, Bill, what I mean by that is, Henry Ford had a quote that I think is kind of fitting. It says, you know, if I asked them what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse.
Mm-hmm.
And as what we found in studying this is that most people have this dream or idea around retirement that it's going to be sort of they've earned it, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be all about them now. They're going to kind of take a step back. And what we've learned, Bill, is that we're really not created that way. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really not
right.
Created to withdraw and find fulfillment simultaneously. I think God calls us to find fulfillment in sort of living outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we try to help people think about retirement differently. Well, but what we have to first say is retirement is going to be amazing if you approach it the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not want to be here today preaching to people that, oh, I guess I thought it was going to be great. Now it's not. But if you go into it with kind of the traditional context in mind, we find that you're likely going to end up very disappointed.
What really brings to focus here, Joel, is I'm here listening to you. And even what my experience tells me is that I find people that are more fulfilled and happier in their retirement years when they turn to service, when they're exercising their gifts and talents, and they're not worried about money. They're just there providing a service to people, whatever it could be, you know, taking dinners to people who are, you know, locked down, can't get out of their home, helping widows, getting their cars fixed, or, you know, running errands for people. I mean, a plethora of things that one can do in servicing their communities. And in the same token, I mean, the payoff for them is that they're probably happier than they've ever been in all the years that they were working, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we've got kind of 10 keys in the book, which you can find at theafterwork.net, mm-hmm. And it's on Amazon. But you know, we didn't write the book to make money. You know, and we didn't even want to write the book. You know, it was one of those things when, like, God's calling you and you're like, no.
Right.
You know, after a few years, you know, he just makes it obvious, you know. But we're just praying that it changes some lives and then maybe changes some generational stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, Bill, you just mentioned a number of good points. Is, you know, what should our retirement actually look like? We try to guide people through that in the book, and I don't know if it's rocket science per se, but it is very deep and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'll give you an example. You mentioned a few of them, which I think are great, like serving. You know, we have one on generosity, but I want to talk specifically about journaling.
Yes, good idea. I like that.
Because a lot of people, most of the guys that read the book are like, hey, I love the book, but you're never going to get me to journal. You know, that's kind of the comedy. And I say, well, that's a shame, and I'll tell you why. You know, when we're born and we start life, we're always transitioning to something. You know, we're transitioning to high school, and then we're a teenager, and then we're going to college, and then we're getting married, and then we're getting a job, and we're sort of this progression into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hit this kind of tipping point where I call it sort of the leaving years, right, where you start leaving things. You know, your kids leave you, and they go out of the nest, and maybe you leave work, and you start to feel like this sense of uselessness.
Mm-hmm.
And the predominant characteristic that we find in retirees after the retirement sugar rush has passed, which we also talk about in the book, it's kind of akin to like your honeymoon season mm-hmm. of marriage.
Right, exactly.
You don't live your entire marriage like you did your first 6 months to a year. I mean, maybe some of us wish we could. But the reality is that marriage takes on a very different relationship later.
Mm-hmm.
And so does retirement. You know, so you retire right away and you have this amazing 6 months to a year. And then the winter sets in, right? And you can't mm-hmm. get out and do the things outside. You can't serve at the place you want to serve to. Well, what do you do? You know, and so we have some disciplines in the book that I think will be very helpful. But journaling in particular, I find to be helpful, not only in my life, this doesn't have to be just for retirees.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comments we get on the book, Bill, is that people say, well, I wish I would have read it 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, so it's not okay, I'm retired now, I've got to read the book. And if you have an audience member listening that's 40 years old, hey, hop in.
Yes, exactly.
You know? But the thing about journaling that I want to point out is retirees aren't going to feel like they're getting many wins in life. You know, the year goes by, they don't feel like they're accomplishing much because they don't have that inherent work structure built in that was actually more valuable than they thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I love about journaling is I recommend doing a summary at the end of each year in your journal where you go back through and you read the different things that you've done. Maybe you journal 2-3 times a week. Doesn't have to be every day. Doesn't have to be for long. And I will tell you what, Bill, I am always shocked at the number of things that took place in the year that were seen as sort of successes or accomplishments in my personal life that
yes.
I simply forgot.
Mm.
And that's such a fulfilling process.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm one who journals and learned early and appreciate it. It is very beneficial and rewarding, to say the least. Joel Malik is with us, and it continues after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. This is the headquarters for it. We love that you joined us as we, boy, we're just blessed to have people like Joel Malik coming on the show, experts in their field that are able to get beyond an 8-second soundbite and offer some, what I call golden nuggets of experience. I mean, 30-plus years of experience in the financial sector, and Joel probably has forgotten more than we'll ever learn, but he's here to remind us of some things that, can be very helpful in dealing with retirement and planning. And of course, right now, you may be thinking, Bill, look at, you know, we've got, chain supply disruptions, an economy that's, is through the roof right now in terms of, a lot of bad news, inflation at every turn. You know, we're paying more for gasoline, everyday commodities and everything like that. Joel, what do you say to these people that are just, you know, overwhelmed by the trajectory of the current economy?
Yeah, it's hard if you spend a whole lot of time, focusing on the news cycle. I mean, I think we all need to pay attention to what's going on in the world to be informed. But there's kind of this tipping point between, you know, paying attention, being astute, having a good educated opinion, and sort of being monopolized by the information. Exactly. And, you know, Robert Louis Stevenson, who is most famous for writing Treasure Island, he has a good quote that I think ties in, Bill, to kind of your initial intro piece, which is, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant.
Mm, yes.
And I think this is a good mindset in which to approach life in general, but especially retirement. And what that kind of has two meanings for me in working with retirees over the years. The first is you're going to be happier when you're speaking into and leaning into other people's lives. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But when the news gets especially bad, Bill, and you know when it is, right? When mm-hmm. the cycle just gets really nasty.
Yeah, especially around the political season.
Yeah,
because everybody's got an opinion. Fact is out the door. And, you know, I say often here, Joel, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And it really rules around, you know, the political cycle, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And it's like I tell my kids this all the time. You know, the only thing you can control is your own effort and your inputs. Right. So we can't control any of the results. We can't control elections. We can't control the stock market. You know, but we can control as an investor what we're doing to move our financial plan forward. Mm-hmm. You know, we can control what we choose to let into. You know, I've got this one idea for maybe a second book that one of the areas is, you know, what goes in must come out. Mm-hmm. You know, and the Bible speaks to this. You know, out of the mouth comes the overflow of the heart,
right?
Good or bad. Mm-hmm. But what I mean by that is, you know, we got to be careful about what we let in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people inside our book to make sure that maybe instead of flipping on social media in the morning or checking out Facebook or looking at whatever feed you've got, maybe you need to listen to an encouraging podcast, you know, by a great business leader or a pastor, or maybe you read a good book, you know, that can give you some good perspective. And you'd be surprised. We call it kind of the morning hours. You need to be very strategic with your morning as a retiree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, strategic and intentional, I say, Joel.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that's wise, Bill. And people think like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's obvious, right? Well, it's really not. And maybe if it is obvious, it's not easy to do, you know, because what's easy is flipping on your phone and looking at things that aren't going to add any value to your life.
Exactly.
What's not easy is putting that down and downloading the good podcast for the drive into work.
Yeah. How does it? Yeah, I think you have to have the qualifying question is, how does it advance, you know, the cause at hand? I mean, is it adding or taking away? And, you know, if you're wasting time and you're allowing that precious time to be occupied by things that you can't do a whole lot about, I mean, wow.
Go ahead. I think that's an awesome point because I deal this a lot in the investment realm.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring up an excellent point. Even in the news media, there's so many things that can get you riled up. You can't do really much about,
right?
You know, and investing is the same way. You know, markets go up and down. You know, from January 1st to January 1st of the following year, it's going to be what it's going to be. But the more often you check it, you know, when it's down, you're just going to make yourself miserable. You have no control over what's going on in between. And so we try to help people understand that. Let's take all those things we can't control. Let's set them aside, mm-hmm. and let's identify all the things we can control. Like, I can decide, Bill, to go out today and be a mentor to maybe a kid that's struggling, or his parents got divorced, or, you know, maybe he's experiencing an issue at school, you know. And I can spend an hour doing that versus an hour of watching, you know, some biased news TV channel. as an example. And this is not meant to downplay news, you know, because after all, Bill, you know, you're doing a good job of bringing the truth, mm-hmm. you know, and so we should fight for room in our lives to listen to things that are truthful, you know, but make sure that we're not taking in too much of the stuff that's very biased one way or the other.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, I mean, you know, when you think about, especially the young kids, how much time they're spending on these devices. I mean, before it used to be television. Now it's not TV, it's their telephones. And their cell phones are with them. It's like they're, you know, they're part of their appendage anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And so what are we doing there? And then, of course, then you realize from some whistleblowers at Facebook is that all you talk about being intentional. They're intentional in pulverizing the minds of our kids with thoughts and ideas that, you know, it's all about them. It's to help them make more money, but it's not anything benevolent to, you know, there doesn't seem to be any concern about saying, hey, what can we do to, you know, help these young minds along and make them more brilliant? You know, I didn't hear that from any of the whistleblowers.
No. No, that's a good point. And I think it is an interesting opportunity. I mean, I have six kids, Bill, so, and I think I have like 19 Apple devices or something in my house. So I know what it's like out there. And I think it's a unique opportunity for parents to engage with their kids, unlike opportunities in the past where they can kind of walk them through a season that is challenging, where in the past it might have come after they left the house. Mm-hmm. Right. And they sort of got into this new freedom and made some bad decisions. And I'm enjoying the ability to walk alongside my kids through an election or through, you know, what's going on with all these different movements that we have and help talk with them about why maybe that doesn't make sense and mm-hmm. why you don't need to believe the same way all your friends believed. And that's been very beneficial. I always say, like, God can take all these setbacks and make them a setup.
Yes.
You know, we see them as a setback, but maybe it's a setup to something greater in the future.
Right.
And so that's my prayer. And I don't know, you know, how much time we have, but I wanted to mention one more thing.
We got two more minutes left here, Joel. Go ahead.
Great. There's one thing that the retiree really struggles with, in my opinion, Bill, and I hope this resonates with some of your listeners, is this idea of comparison. And it's really interesting in retirement because you would think that it wouldn't be real prevalent. You know, you think it'd be more prevalent during the working years, like, oh, I'm doing better than you.
It's a human condition, Joel.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The comparative mindset. It's part of our humanity and what we deal with, right? Go ahead.
Exactly. And what I try to encourage my retirees is that the only thing you're trying to do is become a better version of yourself
exactly.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not trying to compare against the Joneses. What I found is interesting is the reason this is kind of an epidemic going on in the retirement world about depression and suicide and divorce rates. I mean, all of that stuff is the highest amongst retirees. And the reason it is no one wants to talk about the fact that they're not fulfilled and happy in retirement, because
right.
the whole idea is that you're supposed to love this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to look at their friends and family who look like they're doing it well and say, gosh, I'm kind of struggling here.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And the idea of comparison, I think, has just been very detrimental to retirees. We need to take a step back, stop comparing ourselves, and just remember, I need to become a better version of myself tomorrow than I was today.
A step at a time. It's a process, ladies and gentlemen. I always tell the kids, Joel, you gotta crawl before you walk, before you run. And, you know, probably a consistent regret that you hear from retirees is that I wish I'd have read Joel's book sooner and planned sooner and all these things. But look at whether this is soon or maybe late or whatever, Joel's book After Work will serve you well, available at all the usual places. And we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Joel Malik, thank you for the book. Congratulations. And thank you for coming on the show. You take care.
Have a great time, Bill. Take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Electric will require all U.S.-based workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, citing requirements that federal contractors and their employees be vaccinated. GE, which updates its vaccination policy on Friday, employs about 56,000 Americans. Several other large companies, including American Airlines and JetBlue, have cited the requirement for federal contractors, which President Biden announced in September. He's demanding vaccine mandates. The White House has said the deadline for employees of current contractors to be vaccinated is December 8th. The strike at heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere is the biggest in the pandemic era, with 10,000 workers on the picket line calling for better pay and benefits. It's critical harvest time in America, with farmers who are already dealing with a short supply of farm equipment and parts before the strike. John Deere executives and union leaders are back at the negotiating table as of Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, it's very interesting having the job that I have here as a show host. I'm so blessed on so many levels to be able to talk with such brilliant people. And, and the other part is that, along the way, you get to talk to friends in a different way. Jerry Baggett, I've known for a while. He happens to live in an area where I grew up. In Southern California, on the West Coast, and Jerry has done a lot of things that I wish I could have done, especially when it comes to boating, and his breadth of experience. But the thing is about having the opportunity to interview somebody, and somebody like Jerry, who's got another successful book. It's just a part of a series that he's been writing about, which is most amazing, because when I first met Jerry and I was told that he was an author, that's interesting. And, because everybody's an author, they say everybody has a book in them, but, and I meet lots of authors. But, here it's, I'm meeting somebody that, we hit it off and we became friends, and I really didn't appreciate the depth of his talent and his background till I got to know him further, and certainly you get to know somebody even further when you appreciate their life work. And in his latest book, In the Blink of an Eye, I was just so impressed. And I told him, I said, Jerry, your writing, your ability to write. I mean, I meet a lot of authors and interview a lot of authors, but your style and capacity is rather extraordinary and unique, and I just so am grateful to it. But the thing is also about friends that you know them at certain levels. Like Jerry, I got to bring you on here for this, and you tell me if this rhymes with you. And I played golf with these three men, and we were all very close friends. And interestingly enough, three of us had birthdays that were separated by days in the same month of March.
And the thing is when you're golfing, it's all about golfing. You don't really even connect the dots and think about it. It's not like, you know, you're with golf. Hey, when's your birthday? You know, we don't do that. You know, the women do that, but we don't do that. And it was so funny that after all this time, I think we'd played together for like, you know, 3-4 years, and somebody got the wise idea that maybe we should, you know, get the wives together and all sit down and have dinner and talk and all this stuff. And, of course, the wives come into the environment, and in 2 seconds, they got everybody's curriculum vitae. They know everything about, I mean, we didn't know our birthdays were that close. We didn't know, and the women were laughing. They go, you knuckleheads, you spend, you know, 4 or 5 hours on the weekend playing golf, and you hardly know each other, you know?
Well, Bill, I have to tell you that that is certainly true. My wife is my long-term memory.
Yes.
I don't know what I'd do without her.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this, though, Bill. You have a very wide and discriminating audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After Blinkov and I was released in August, and you invited me to speak on your show, we had over 1 million hits the day of the interview on our Facebook page.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
Following day, we had an additional 1 million hits. I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
So you do have a very discriminating audience.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, for those that got their hands on your book, we're blessed for it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that book and also some breaking news that there's another book coming soon and very soon, right?
Yeah. It's another release. It'll be sometime, hopefully, before Christmas, but I'm not sure. It's
right.
Called Sometime Angel, Full-Time Devil.
Mm.
It's an exciting story. And like in the blink of an eye, you know, Bill, I like to write. You might say I write sea stories, modern day sea stories.
Right. Well, you got to bring the water. You got to bring the water into it. I mean, look at where you grew up. You grew up in Hatteras Island, so you know.
Which you know why I left there, Bill? I was 10 years old when I left the first time. Didn't go back till the war ended.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving away my age now. So I left there, I think, in 1942 because my mother caught me riding on with the Coasties. I called them Coasties, young Coast Guard guys that drove along the beach to pick up bodies from our merchant ships and tankers that had been torpedoed during the night. So they had this patrol driving up and down the beach. This was because the U.S. was supporting our ally, Great Britain, prior to World War II, Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So that they were sinking tankers out there. As a matter of fact, it was classified at the time, but U-boats would lie off the island there and torpedo our tankers and merchant ships. They sank just prior to the war, before Pearl Harbor. They sank 34 ships right off the coast there, right off the shores of the island.
And, of course, the country at that point, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, wanted to stay out of the war, was doing everything he could. Churchill is begging him to get involved. And meanwhile, merchant ships are being blown out of the water. And here you are, Jerry, you're 10 years old, you're saying, at the time, and you're picking up bodies
you're right, Bill. That's right. I was 10 years old, and I knew all these guys. And I played around. We lived near the Coast Guard station, so I knew all these young guys that they had looked like an old Model T Ford with airplane tires. They called them balloon tires.
Yes,
It was inner tubes off of airplanes, wheels to ride on the sand, just so they didn't get stuck in the sand.
Mm.
So one morning I was out there early as they came by and to drive down the beach from Buxton down all the way down to Hatteras along the beach and I went for a ride with them, and on the way back we picked up something like 10 or 11 bodies.
Oh, wow.
We're all scorched. With life jackets, they're all scorched. You know, some of those ships that went down there prior to Pearl Harbor were British, and most of them were American because we were just using everything we could to haul supplies to England in support of their effort against Germany. So, and then during 42 to 45, another 86 vessels went down off Cape Hatteras. But anyway, to make my story short, my mother found out I was riding with those guys, picking up those bodies, and she bundled us all up and left the island. And we didn't get back until the war was over.
I see. Wow, what an experience. But life on Hatteras Island up until 10 years old and, you know, the war started coming to the shore had to be a lot of fun for you. And that
it was isolated, very isolated, mostly old fishermen down there. On the Cape. We lived at the Cape at the time.
Yes. Wow.
But that's kind of the way that was.
Yeah. And so afterwards, you end up, down the road, you end up going to U of A, University of Alabama, and you graduate there. And then when did you meet your one and only?
Well, I met her. I was a senior in college when we got married there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started back, I went back to college after 4 years in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little older than most of my friends there on campus, but I did have a lot of veteran military guys in class as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this Delta Zeta beauty and just fell head over heels for her. And, of course, she wouldn't have anything to do with me for the longest time. I think she thought I was a little bit old or a little bit wild. I'm not sure what. So, but
maybe both.
finally she agreed to go out with me. She says, well, my sorority is having a formal dance. So
hey, Jerry, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back,
right,
okay? More from Jerry Baggett after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's, we're back. Like a blink of an eye, you might say. Jerry Baggett is with us. He is a Los Angeles businessman, Southern California yachtsman, and author. And his latest book, of course, In the Blink of an Eye, it's all about a Navy pilot who crash lands just off of Catalina, 26 miles away, as the song would say. Helped by a local nurse that becomes a romantic interest and reveals some secrets of the island. Quite provocative and engaging, to say the least. Jerry, how did you become an author? When did you know? I mean, here it is. I mean, you served the country. You're in World War II. You come back home. You've convinced Pat that you're the one. And so you come back home to Pat, your wife, after all the crazy stories that that you enjoyed together. And go ahead.
I have to correct you. I didn't serve in World War II. I served in Korea.
Oh, Korea. I'm sorry. I knew that. Why did I say World War II? Yes, Korea. Yes.
I'm a little long in the tooth, but not quite that old.
Okay.
But anyway, Bill, in the blink of an eye, it's a thriller. Beautiful solo sailor Samantha Brooks tried to deny the powerful attraction she felt with this arrogant fighter pilot that she dragged out of the sea.
Yes.
Then discovery of a young woman's naked body in the surf forced them into America's war on drugs, where repeated attempts on Samantha's life kind of bound them together. And the adventure carried them all the way across the country, from California to the heart of Dixie, where they discovered a long-buried Civil War treasure that surfaced after 150 years. So that's kind of the way this the blink of an eye goes.
It's quite the page-turner, and a lot of twists along the ways, too. I think that's always refreshing. I love surprises, and you've come up with a load of them.
But Dick, I write... I write about the my books are all tied together. Excuse me. I don't write a series of books, but it's a McGowan family saga.
Mm.
And one of the main characters is Dammit McGowan. He's a young Marine major, and he's called Dammit because his crazy mother, every other word he heard out of her when he was a toddler was damn it this, damn it that.
Yeah.
And so he thought his name was Dammit until he started school. His dad thought it was funny, so he added that to his birth certificate as his middle name.
Right.
So I write about this family, the McGowan family. It's a different character. brings in other family members from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thriller. If it's not a thriller, I'm not interested in writing it.
Right. So how did you become an author?
Well, you know, I've always been an avid reader. Mm-hmm. So I read everything. And on my book, I had a library on the Southern Girl of over probably 200 books on board. So mm-hmm. when we were anchored off the island someplace or just spending a weekend at Catalina or one of the Channel Islands, we had plenty to read.
Yes.
And I got tired of reading and decided that I wanted to start writing the way that I like stories to go. I like excitement. I want thrillers. It's got to be a thriller, and I have to have a touch of romance.
I was going to say, you got to have romance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have that. So, my characters... My protagonist never loses a fight. I don't like to read a book where the hero is he's down and out. He's been drugged and he's all down on his back and has to survive a whole lot of trauma. I like my heroes to be heroes from the get go. They always win the girl, and I just don't like tragedy.
Yeah.
Except that you can't have a good novel without it. So mm-hmm. I have to sacrifice someone. And there's an old saying that one of my favorite editors used the term "kill your darlings," which means you have to kill off one of your favorite characters in the book.
Mm-hmm. So That's interesting. Yeah, this is all part of the, part of the formula for success,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
To me, you have to have a mixture. You've got violence, you've got romance, and you've just got mystery.
Yeah.
So that's my novel, in my opinion.
Well, that's excellent. You got to always appreciate the contrast here. Well, Jerry. Again, the book is available at all the usual places in the blink of an eye, linked on our website. And how can and which website can they go to connect with you?
Well, Jerry Baggett, author. Mm-hmm. You can look Jerry Baggett, author on Facebook.
Okay. And as far as the book sales and that, where can they go? What's the best place for them to go?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And it's out. It's an e-book. It's in paperback. We don't have a hardback out yet, and we may not have a hardback on it. It will be released later in audio, but the audio isn't out on that. Mm-hmm. I think after the second book is released, which is Sometime Angel, Full Time Devil, we may have an audio on in the blink of an eye by that time.
Well, we're going to have you back. We're going to have you back for that too, because we want the audience to be aware of the new book. Jerry Baggett is back with us and author of In the Blink of an Eye. You will love this book, and we can't wait for the new one coming up in the next couple months. And we'll keep you up to date when that's available. Jerry, thanks as always, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care. Welcome back, America. This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network, and we're going to be talking with Express Scripts pharmacy expert Susan Peppers in just a moment. A little background here. COVID-19 and the Delta variant have shown a spotlight on an essential group within our healthcare system that sometimes may be overlooked, our nation's pharmacists. Are you aware that 4.5 billion prescriptions will be dispensed in the United States this year? Nearly 49% of people in the U.S. have taken at least one prescription drug in the past 30 days. 24% have taken three or more. Susan Peppers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great this morning.
Well, Susan, how has the role of pharmacists expanded recently, and how did COVID-19 contribute to that transformation?
The role of the pharmacist pharmacist really has been evolving over the last 30 years, but the COVID-19 pandemic really accelerated that transformation. The coronavirus and the vaccination rollout has certainly added to the workload and pressures of all healthcare workers, but pharmacists in particular. Pharmacists have played a critical role in the administration of the COVID-19 vaccinations, and yet pharmacists continue to make themselves available to patients, and it's important to recognize and establish the value of that role of the pharmacist as a frontline healthcare worker.
Mm-hmm. How are pharmacists contributing to a person's overall health and well-being these days?
Really, if you think about it in a couple of different ways. The first way is really to help patients understand how their medications can be most effective. And this is simply by providing trusted advice around how to take medications, what time of day, if medications can be taken with food or on an empty stomach, what interactions might be out there from over-the-counter medications or vitamins and supplements. So that's really one way. The other important way is providing advice to patients about how to stay adherent to their medication. If patients don't take medications, medications can't help patients. And so it's really important to establish a relationship with your pharmacy and your pharmacist so that they can help provide information to you about how to stay healthy and well.
Well, people have become accustomed to being able to order anything they want at any time. How has pharmacy care been able to adapt to a consumer's need for convenience?
Absolutely. Consumers expect more from their online experiences as well as their healthcare experiences more than ever. And we've learned that healthcare can be accessed differently as a result of the pandemic. We were starting to see the rise of telepharmacy and telemedicine at the beginning of COVID, but that's just expanded dramatically since the beginning of the pandemic. It really is important to understand that there are options for pharmacies where you can get home delivery of your medications, like Express Scripts does. It's a great option, convenient option for patients to leverage automatic refill programs that deliver 90-day supplies of medications directly to your home, so you don't even have to worry about refilling your medications. And that way, you never run out of medications, and you can stay on track with taking your medications and get the benefit of that important healthcare resource.
Well, Susan Peppers is with us, Express Scripts pharmacy expert. One final question here, Susan. Are there any considerations that people should think about when choosing a pharmacy that is just right for them?
Absolutely. There are several things to keep in mind, and you might think that location is the most important part of choosing a pharmacy, that you'll just go to the pharmacy that's closest for you. But there really are a lot of things to think about what's right for you. What's convenient? Is it a physical location or a local pharmacy, or is it more appropriate to choose a home delivery pharmacy where you can have medications delivered to your door? If there are pharmacists available to talk to you about things like the cost of medications or lower cost alternatives.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS